Well, as Hurricane Sandy makes its way north, South Florida is likely to get more wind than rain, but water managers aren't taking any chances this time. Marva Hinton has the latest from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald.
Thanks, Wanda. The east coast of Florida remains under a tropical storm warning thanks to Sandy. The South Florida Water Management District started lowering canal levels throughout the region in preparation for the storm days ago. But nerves are still raw in parts of western Palm Beach County. In August, Tropical Storm Isaac's record rainfall left whole neighborhoods swamped for days. Water Control Operations Chief Susan Sylvester says her office has fielded calls from about 100 western Palm Beach residents.
We continue to monitor the system, and any areas of heavy rain or areas where there may be concerns, we would directly address that. But right now, the system is really as prepared as it can be for whatever type of rain comes from this event.
Last week, President Obama signed a disaster declaration for Florida that clears the way for federal assistance for 11 counties affected by Tropical Storm Isaac. Palm Beach County alone sustained $7.5 million in damage from that storm. No class today for kids in Broward or Miami-Dade because of a teacher work day. Kids in Monroe County also have the day off. And in Broward, no high school football tonight or any other outdoor activities because of Sandy. All of those games will be rescheduled. Early in-person voting starts tomorrow in Florida. Voters will be able to cast a ballot this way through November 3rd. A new report shows that the Florida Senate race is attracting less money than other close Senate contests in other states. Those numbers are based on what is filed with the Federal Election Committee. But WLRN Miami Herald reporter Matt Laszlo tells us that independent groups are harder to track right now.
You're probably as sick of hearing about all the outside spending in this year's elections as we are of talking about it. But there's a new study out that caught our eye. Florida is one of the most expensive media markets for statewide campaigns in the nation, so we were surprised that Senate races in Montana, Nevada, and Wisconsin are attracting more outside spending money than the Florida race. That includes money from super PACs and outside groups like Crossroads GPS. Lee Drutman wrote the report for the Sunlight Foundation. He says in the last 2 months, outside spending has leveled out in the Florida Senate race between incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson and Republican Connie Mack.
Whereas in a bunch of the other races, the amount of outside money has increased in October. So it seems like there may be some folks seeing that race as already in the Nelson camp and not as movable as some of the other hotly contested races.
Still, the Florida numbers aren't small. So far, more than $15 million has been spent by outside groups in the state. And the spending numbers are expected to spike in these final weeks of the campaign, but we won't know the final numbers until the very end. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
WLRN wants to know what you think about the Senate race and other stories in the news. You can always send us a tweet at WLRN Herald or leave us a note on our Facebook page. From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Marva Hinton.